joined now on the podcast, our product manager from Mipin is Prashant Agarwal. Hello, Prashant.
Hey, Ewan, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You've just taken us through the demo of Mipin. But for everyone who's just coming into the podcast, first of all, and not reading the article, tell us a bit about what the service is for.
Yeah, Mipin's a mobile website that's designed to help connect users to their favorite web content on their mobile phones. So you can come in and find content from your providers that you would read on the website and take it on you, use it on your mobile device, and also discover new content, so see what other people are reading on their phones. And you can browse our categories. We've got, you know, kind of the typical categories of news and sports and games and tech and mobile. A lot of tech and mobile for you guys, so you assuming you guys should be quite happy with this.
So the obvious question, of course, is we've got the web core-based browser in the Series 60 devices. The UIQ devices are running versions of Opera. Why do we need something that's, scrunches everything down from mobile?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think the browsers that are out there, they're fantastic, and we actually are able to really leverage what's in those high-end browsers as well as kind of a typical XHTML browser. But the screen's going to be small. No matter what you do on the browser, the screen's always going to be small. And if you don't have a lot of time when you're out and about and you're using your phone, what you really care about is the content of the page, not necessarily the whole page. So what we try to do is get to the essence of what's important on a page. So if you go to All About Symbian, it's the latest stories and latest reviews and the latest software that's available that you want to know about. But if you access it on your mobile phone, a lot of times these other solutions ask you pull down the whole page, and then you've got to do some scrolling and panning to get to the part that you want. And what Mipin tries to do is say, hey, we know what the site's telling us what the latest content is. Let's just get you straight there so you connect faster and use those kind of mobile moments when you're on your own, when you're out and about in the middle of doing something, to get to what you want as quickly as possible.
Okay, so obviously some of us are on flat rate data plans, but many of us are still paying pie in the cake. What's the sort of difference in page rate then that Mipin can make for site browsing?
It really varies on the site and what's in the RSS. So, we've seen pages that, a typical page on Mipin can be anywhere from 50 to 70K. And we definitely do compression on the images. And then, of course, your operator gateway does some compression. And we downscale the images and stuff. If you're on a more capable device, we show multiple images. So, yeah, definitely for the flat rate users, it's going to be a great service. I think the market's moving in that direction in general. So over time, it'll be less of an issue.
So do you think, though, as the manufacturers make the phones more capable, Mipin is going to be needed less or needed more?
I think Mipin will be needed more because your screen size is not going to change. Even on a device like the iPhone, right, you can browse the entire web and you can see a full page. But I think what will end up happening is, will the novelty of the panning and scrolling always be there on every single device? So there's some devices that will execute that incredibly well, and it's really elegant and simple. On other devices, it'll still be a challenge. So what we try to do is try to fit as much as possible on a page, so that it's a matter of scrolling up and down. So we're trying to reduce clicks, reduce left and right panning and scrolling, so you get to the content faster. So I don't think, unless we get to the point where you've got, retina beaming into your eye and you've got a 480, 640 or larger screen, we think there's always going to be, there's always going to be the need for kind of like a perfect screen rendering.
So you've also, when you look at the service, at the top you've got the sort of headlines that you've chosen, headlines that other people have chosen, then a directory, then a search box. So it's not a closed garden. But you're telling me that in time, anybody can get into this system. In terms of publishers, obviously anybody can just hit the web browser and away they go.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two ways you can enter your own content. So first of all, if you have a favorite site that you go to, type in the URL and we'll try to find the freshest content then from that site. Also, if you have a site, we're actually going to be opening up a system later this year where site owners can come to us, provide us their URL, some of their branding elements, and then we'll actually create a mobile site that's up to date with their site and then make that available to people. And then they can submit that to the directory, or just actually we'll give them a short URL, mipin.com/site, and then they can promote that on their site or send it to their users however they want.
Mm-hmm. You're not the first directory, you're not the last directory, neither are you the first mobile proxy rendering, scrunching, squishy page.
Yeah.
What would you say Mipin's USPs are to all those people that, like myself, let's be honest here, that have seen lots of these go by the truckload and seen lots of them fall off the end of the bridge and sure. one or two of them get bought by Google, never to be seen again, thanks wherever Requireless went to. So what would you say your USPs are?
Well, I think our USP is actually our design. So the way we actually render the content, the user experience, and you know, navigating the site, navigating stories, navigating the different services. And so it's hard to take my word for it on the radio, but definitely, you know, sign up for the beta and check out the site.
Okay, so you've come out of a closed beta today. So how can people actually get involved and find out about this themselves?
Just type in mipin.com into your phone's browser, and you'll be taken to the mobile version of the site automatically.
Okay, and just one final thing. You've resisted the temptation to get people to log in with usernames and passwords and create a social network of web pages and everything. Why?
Well, what we really want to do is have low effort personalization. So when you come to the site and you start using the site, we do actually show you a module on the front page called My Mipin, which is the sites that you've just visited, so they're one click away. I think it's just about friction. We want to get people using and browsing the web first on their phones, and then they'll tell us, what do I want to do with this content? Do I want to share the stories that I'm reading? How do I want to share them? Do I want to publish them in RSS? Do I want to share them with my friends? And also, we want to work with the social network. So we're going to actually we already have a tie-in to Twitter. So you'll be able to share stories to your Twitter network, and you know, tell us what other networks you want to integrate, and we'll work on getting integrating them.
There are sounds of 5 million Finns right now all going, Jaiku.
Yeah, we're happy to integrate with Jaiku. We'll definitely look into it.
Prashant Agarwal there from Mipin, taking us through the new mobile web service. Talking about the history and where it all came from as well is going to be back on the website for All About Symbian. And as mentioned out, you can also head over and try Mipin out yourself, mipin.com, on the mobile web browser. But for now, Pradesh, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2007.